A group calling itself Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb appears to be calling for attacks against Chinese living and working in North Africa. Several websites have published the threats, which call for revenge against the killing of Uyghurs in Xinjiang. From Rabat, Morocco, the world's Jerry Haddon assesses the threats.
For Al-Qaeda, the Chinese have long been incidental in their jihadist fight in the Middle East and beyond. Justin Crump heads terrorism analysis at Sterling Ascent, a London-based security firm. Crump says his sources suggest that Al-Qaeda's North African offshoot has decided to make the Chinese direct targets to avenge Uyghur deaths in recent weeks.
So it's an autonomous decision, but it reflects, you know, what's going on. And as such, you know, they're tapping into a grassroots sort of mentality of anger over what's seen as a slight to fellow Muslims.
Crump won't say how he learned of Al-Qaeda's decision, but he says online chatter has spiked on Al-Qaeda-related websites. He says the threat to tens of thousands of Chinese living and working in North Africa is real. In the capital of Morocco, Rabat, Chinese immigrants tend to own restaurants or small clothing stores like this one in the city's main bazaar. The Chinese owner here is so new to town that he doesn't speak Arabic or even French, but his employee, Faiza, is a local resident. Faiza says he's not worried about Al-Qaeda targeting his employer. I don't think it will happen, he says. The Chinese are not pushovers, you know. If they feel that their interests are threatened, they won't hesitate to strike back. Faiza's sense of security is not uncommon in Morocco, where Al-Qaeda has not pulled off a major attack in several years. But next door in Algeria, some 50,000 Chinese are working and living. Last month, Al-Qaeda attacked a convoy of Chinese workers, killing one of them and 18 of their security guards. Scott Stewart is an analyst with Stratfor, a U.S.-based global intelligence company. He says he doesn't think this week's reports that Al-Qaeda will target the Chinese marks an important change in the situation.
You know, and quite frankly, in Algeria, they are working in the mountains to the east of Algiers, which is quite hostile territory for anyone. There really doesn't need to be any statement to tell them they're in danger.
Local Moroccan newspaper editor Mustafa Khalfi isn't so sure. He says the Chinese need to move quickly to defuse a potentially explosive situation in the Maghreb.
The government of China has great responsibility in managing and addressing this issue. Without having a genuine policy, a new policy, to recognize and to respond to the demand of the Muslims within China, I think the situation will be worse.
The Chinese today have made appeals to the Muslim world, trying to assure it that they're treating their Muslims fairly. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Rabat, Morocco.